Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What am I talking about? What happened Friday night? It was not college football related. It was not NFL related. Nothing to do with football. You mentioned in the Daily Wires that the Dodgers quickly took care of business, right? I don't know if our Tolos realize what Shohei Ohtani did on Friday night. But Diesel, what Shohei did and what Shohei Ohtani has done in the game of baseball, I have bad news for those out there that maybe don't like Shohei. I don't know if these records that Shohei Ohtani are breaking will ever, ever, ever be replicated. This guy, I mean, you've heard what happened. Home run, 10 strikeout night. You're just talking about a guy that's breaking every record in the history of baseball, and he's not slowing down.
Yeah, I saw some funny, you know, memes and stitches and reels over the weekend, and it was somebody who went back in time and was talking to Babe Ruth and said, "Hey, Babe, I got to tell you, man, I got to warn you about a player that's coming that's going to be better than you." And he's like, "Well, what did he do? What did he do on the field?" "Oh, he had 3 home runs." "Oh, I could do that in a series. He pitches and he hits." "Oh, I'd do that." "He had 10 strikeouts." "Oh, yeah. I could do that in a series." He goes, "No, he did all that in a single game."
One game.
And his cigar fell out of his mouth.
One game.
One game. It's
so
absurd.
So the history started earlier, long before Friday, right? So Ohtani led off the bottom of the first inning with a home run, becoming the first pitcher to hit a leadoff homer in any MLB game, Diesel, regular season or postseason. So it started right back in the first inning. He's the only postseason player in history to lead off a game he started on the mound, which he has now done twice, by the way. He didn't stop there. Ohtani went on to hit another home run in the fourth inning, in a third in the seventh. He became the first pitcher with multiple home runs in a postseason game. On the mound, Ohtani went 6-plus scoreless innings, allowing 2 hits, striking out 10 batters. He's the first player in MLB history to strike out even 5 batters in a game where he hit 3 home runs, and he struck out 10. And that's in any game, regular season or postseason. Diesel, this was the second time in his career Ohtani had at least 10 strikeouts as a pitcher and multiple home runs, including playoffs. He's the only person ever to do that twice.
Yeah.
Nobody else. He also became the first player ever to strike out a batter and hit a home run in the first inning with a postseason game. I mean, the list could go on and on. Ohtani's 3 home runs in the postseason game he pitched, all in this one game, by the way, are the most of any player in a career games pitched ever. The only players to even have 2 are Bob Gibson and Dave McNally. And again, this is only like a half of the page of what he did. It was his 13th 3-run home run game in postseason history. This guy's the best baseball player we've ever seen.
And there are many baseball historians that will not give him the credit for it. You know, those who are so entrenched that Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Lou Gehrig, name who you want to name, are the GOATs. In some way, I feel kind of bad for Aaron Judge, right? Because Aaron Judge
so good.
Is so good. But he's so good in an era when Shohei is just better than he is. I mean, think about all those great players that played in the same era as Jordan. And all the great players that have played in the same era as LeBron. And nobody cares.
Yep.
Nobody cares. It's what did Jordan do? What did LeBron do? What did Wilt do?
Ohtani didn't just hit 3 home runs Friday, Diesel. According to StatCast, he crushed them. Exit velocities of 116, 116.9 and 113.6. He became the first player ever with multiple home runs of at least 116 miles per hour in any regular season or postseason game. Again, in a game where he pitched, the two 116 mile per hour home runs came while Ohtani was in the game as a pitcher, marking the two hardest hit home runs as a pitcher under StatCast history. And the longest of the home runs, Diesel, went a StatCast projected 469 feet, leaving Dodger Stadium per the team. The ballpark has not historically been known for frequent long home runs, but that was before Ohtani, right? Mm. Who now has eight home runs of at least 450 feet at Dodger Stadium. No other player even has multiple three under StatCast.
Yeah, it's time for everybody
who
has dismissed Shohei or just kind of like put him on the back burners, right? Because he's not on, he might not be playing for your team.
Yeah.
It's going to turn into must watch every single night.
It's great.
This is a great thing for baseball.
It's great.
God, the sport needs megastars like that. If Shohei could figure out a way to make himself more marketable in the sense of like you see him in commercials and in movies and all this stuff, he would be one of the biggest stars on the planet.
Yeah, I think he is.
In any industry.
I think he is. I think he already is. I think he's the greatest athlete on planet Earth right now. I mean, this guy, you go watch this guy. It just doesn't even look like a human being. It's just so impressive. And to your point, it's so good for the game. And it's good that he's in the World Series. Let's be honest. I mean, you know, there's players like LeBron who have left their prime that are still playing. You don't see them in the you know, NBA Finals or whatever. This is going to be a fun World Series, and a lot of it has to do with Shohei breaking more records, Diesel.
When we come back, Tolos, here is your chance to call the show. 844-326-3663 and overreact. Let them rip. What did you see over the weekend that's just been eating at you for the past 24, 36, 48 hours? Call in. You'll be on the phones next on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.